Okay, we tried to sort out the halachas of Zeva Zegaira. And actually we learned, there are two chidushim while we're learning. One is that a Gaira is also, and one is that Zeva Zegaira is worth it. The idea that a Gaira is also, that Zeva Zegaira is worth it. So, yesterday we understood the aside that the Avin Lun says, it's really a run, that a garim is awesome, but zebizah garim is a type of bittul, and the Torah bittul, it works that the iser is both, since the iser and the heter are both garim, so it works the Torah bittul. We said yesterday two nafkaminis, one was that chametz the Pesach, which is the iser mashahu, zebizah garim is awesome, and that's the psak of the Magen Avraham, the Avin Lulim. The Chametz Pesach said that Zagar is also, and the other Chumra was Dabi Sheish Lematirin, right? And the Dabi Sheish Lematirin, where we don't say Bittul, so the same thing, Zev is there, Gairam, it'll be awesome, right? Dabi Sheish Lematirin. Okay. The third thing is here, the top places of Chavzayin Amar Aleph. Actually, Hei Beit Yidei Lachachmet. The Tosfos says, Pirish be'isr. The Yesh be'isr, the Gam be'heter. Kidei la'achmit, Yom la'ashba de'shari. This Rashba is saying a very big chiddush, which from the Gemara itself, I probably would not have come to that conclusion. Which is, that even if the isr has enough koyach to be machmit the dough, the isr by itself could be machmit the dough, but the heter by itself could also do it, so it's mutter. He brings a raya from the Sefer Zavai Dazar. But if you wouldn't mix in the whole concept of bittul, this would be a shvarat taisis. If the iser by itself could be mechane, so why do it happen? Why should the dough be mutter? The iser itself, it has enough chayach to be gayim by itself. So it should be awesome. But now that we're learning that it goes through the Torah's bittul, so in the Chinani, the Isser has Kedei, has the Kayach to be Mechamed, but so does the Heter. So the Maisa, there's a Bittul, it's a mixture of the two, of the Isser and the Heter, both have Kedei Mechamed. And there, the Maisa, the Pula of being Mechamed, comes from them both together. So the Meila, that's why it's Mutter. So the Taisus, I think, is best understood this way. Am I right? Yeah. This is understood. Only if the Isser has the class to be Mechametz and the Heter doesn't.
It's not
good. So it's us, Heter says it's us. Why? Let's say it takes 2 ounces of yeast to be Mechametz this. So I put in 2 ounces of Isser and 1 ounce of Heter, the yeast. So we say that it's us. It's not bottled. Not fully buffled. Why? Because the heter is not equal to the iser. Even though the maaser, the heter did something. The heter helped in the chimur. But it's not that one. The heter, yeah, the person said the heter is not enough. The question is, who cares if the heter is not enough? The maaser, the heter contributed something. If I say taka, that's not a bittul. Bittul is where you have equal kachis of iser and heter. So then it's bubble. But if the heter doesn't have kayak, and the iser does have kayak, so it doesn't work. So this whole explanation goes through the Torah's bittul. The same thing, the Torah's on the bottom of Chaf Rav Amud Beis. Ben Chodesh, Ben Yashan, Yusan. The Torah's said, why do you have to let it cool down? Why do you have to let the oven, Yusan, become cool? It's Zev Zegarim. It's the old oven, and it's in the new heat. The Torah says Zev Zegarim. The Avah Gav is Zev Zegarim. Dafka the Eved Mutter. Sorry, there's a question. Why do you have to let it cool down? The next Torah says Bechosh Yashin Yutzan. Avah Gav is Zev Zegarim Mutter. So the Torah says, why do you have to cool down the oven? The Kamach Yashin Kivin the Sagar Evitzimim. But I'm Asid Midi Elisan Olachol the Kastar Atzimim. What does the Torah say? Two things really. One is that Zev is a Gairav is also a Chachilam, which really says in the first place this thing Chadash. And even though we pass the Zev is a Gairav is Mutter, but a Chachilam it's also. And in the case of the old Adin, you have to let it cool down. Why? Because Lemasid Midi, you don't lose much, you lose the value of the heat, but you don't lose, you have to break the Adin. So that's like a Mechatzila. So every Mechatzila is also even by Zev is a Gairav. I'll make that in a second. Let me just finish this idea. So this idea of Taisvis, that even though Zev is a Gairav is Mutter, but that's only the Yavid and not Mechatzila, Mechaira is also similar to Bittul. Because in Bittul, we have an idea of Eim of Atman is Mechatzila. But by Bittul, you're not allowed Mechatzila to put in less than a 60th of Isser into a pot. You say, well, but Mechatzila, you're not allowed to put yourself into a massive of Bittul. The Taisvis is the same thing, like Zev is a Gairav. You can't Mechatzila put yourself into a massive, and then they were, again, it is understood with the concept of this. And these two types are two more things that are understood with this idea of it. Okay, I was asking that if it works with Bittul, what would be the din if you have, let's say, 2 ounces of sar to be mechametz the stove? And if I understood you correctly, what happens if you put 1.5 ounces of Isser and 1.5 ounce of Hefer? Right? Yes. You put 1.5 ounces of Isser and 1.5 ounce of Hefer, what would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Zev Zagar Mutter or not?
This you can't do by
itself.
What? This you can't do by itself. Is that a Gemara Yoram?
Where?
And in Dallas.
And what?
So whether we go what's the, like, the last thing or whatever.
Well, they put it together at the same time.
Yeah.
You just put it more Isser than
Hefer. Oh, but that's not the Shari.
Is that only when they're both equal, or even when the Isser is more than the Hefer? The way I understand, I'm not 100% sure about this, but the way I understand, the part that it's a bittul, not bittul like bittul bekamus, one is more than the other. The idea of bittul is that to be a gairin, you have to be able to say that it's a cause. If the it's a cause, then it's awesome. If the it's only caused it with a combination of something else, then that means the it didn't cause it. So the Shem Gairim is possible. The fact that the Gairim is not, it's not a real Gairim. I think it doesn't matter which one's right, as long as it doesn't have the power to do it on its own. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure about that, but that's the way it would seem off these slides. Alright, so this is the din of Gairim, which has many, many applications. Alright, there are a number of areas where we have to talk about Zev is a Gairim. Try to start with some relatively easier ones and then work our way to the complicated ones. If a sus, if someone mates a horse and a donkey, so the animal that's born we call in English a mule or a praetor. A mule is an animal which doesn't have its own ability to procreate. It comes from a horse and a donkey that are made together. And you have a mule. Now you know, it's an issa d'oraisa to mate two animals of different types. It's a type of klayim, my sabia klayim. You're not allowed to mate a horse and a donkey. You're not allowed to mate any two animals that are not from the same thing. The question is, if you mate a sus and a chamar, and the animal which is born is called in Gemara Lashon a preda or a mule, what is that mule allowed to mate with? Obviously, it can mate with another mule. The shaila is it mutter to mate that animal, that mule, with a horse or with a donkey? Why does this have to do with this? What? The pashtus is that two mules are the same thing, even though they come from different sources. However you look at it, they're both the same. However you want to look at it as a moment. Or whatever one is, the other thing. I understand what you're saying. So that half of the horse is mating with that half of the dog. saying Chatiya v'Chatiya v'Chayr is not what I'm able to say. But what? You might want to do it. The animals are. Yeah, the Gemara tells us about it. I guess the animals are in heat and they're wild, and if you allow them, then they cool down. So in the Gemara it says that the prey does also besos and also b'chamar. The Gemara in Chulin, I think, on Daf Nun Ches. Well, I said, you know that this prey does also besos, also b'chamar. It's only much of another prey. Question is, why don't we say Zeb is a garden? This prega was nigram by a sus and a chamar. And being that it was nigram by a sus and by a chamar, so there's the issue for a sus to be bayal a chamar. The word bayal is incorrect, to be mabia a chamar. A sus is not be mabia a chamar. Why can't this prega be marmated with a chamar? Because it's a part of it that's a sus. So that part of this animal, which is a source, should be bottled. That is Egar. It came from part source, part chamar. The din source shabai should not be. That is Egar of his water. Sounds like a funny chamar. It can't be a source and a chamar. So this prey did it. Now, this preda to be mabiyad onto a chamar is also because of the tzad sus shabbat. Why? Right, so the horse side is butchered out. But that horse side was only a half gyrum to the preda.
That's the horse side, the other side is the problem.
It's the same thing, like you have social truma and social chokma. The search for truma is a problem, but it's only half the guy. The other half is Hitler's mother, so therefore we're not there. So if you have a sus and a chamar, something wrong with the kashrut. A sus and a chamar give birth to the place of the kashrut, so don't make fun of it. A sus, that's the halakha. What's the kashrut? A sus and a chamar give birth to a plague. So now I want to take this preda and be mabia and onto a chamar. See, no, he's a tzatzus in this animal. But even the tzatzus is bottle. That is a garden. The tzatzus is bottle. And therefore it should be mother.
Who's bottle?
What? Because that is a garden of Asma Chachilah. Because we said that is a garden of Asma Chachilah. That means a Chachilah, I can't mix a sus and a chamar and make a preda. But once I made the preda, it's like once I made the bread. Let's say I take sarashok of the bread. Can I eat the bread with chatzel?
Yeah.
I can't make the bread. Why? I can't make a preda with chatzel. But once the preda is created, it's like eating the bread. Just like once I mix the chul and the trum and I make a bread, I can eat the bread. So once I mix the sus and chamar and I make a preda,
now you can't
take
this
spread
and
make
it again.
Yeah, but I'm not going to create, it's not that I'm going to create children from
it. It's not biblical, by
the way.
The problem is the baby, the
problem is the baby. No, the problem is the baby. But Tabiya Klai. But Tabiya Klai does not even have offspring. But Tabiya needs her at all. Well, what's the problem? If it's not such and this animal is not here, because then the guy was mutter, then it should be mutter.
Then the
guy was
only
mutter. Yeah. That which is the end of the plague that was already created.
So now you can get it.
But once it's bottled, that's not the problem. What?
That all means that the nigram is mutter.
The nigram is mutter. So I have a nigram, the plague is the nigram. So now that should be mutter onto a chamar.
Maybe prophet was
about
two.
Now there's a difference between the plague and
the chamar. That should be mutter. The tzatzus in this preda should be bottled.
You're the species
that are
now
the
south.
It's not half the south. No, we're not half the south. Yeah, mule is half the south and half the north. Isn't that a shot?
No,
it's not. The mule is half the south. What's a mongaiman? Is that a zera? An animal to be born needs it, needs a source and a chamas. Just like the dough that makes the stuck rise. What's the difference? I'll give you another example. The Ram asked a similar kasha by a Ben Pekua. A Ben Pekua is an animal that was born after the mother was shafted. Someone shafted a pregnant cow, and after post-shechita, they took a live calf out of the cow's womb. What's the din of a Ben Pekua? Shechita. You have a Ben Pekua, the Ben Pekua does not need shechita, and what's the bachila any which way you kill it. If this Ben Pekua is mated with a normal behemoth, you mate the Ben Pekua in a normal animal, so it says in Shulchan Aruch that Hablad ain't like Hakana. The baby that's born has no aitzim. Because the tzad behema shabai needs shechita. And the tzad ben pekua shabai, shechita doesn't help. You can't shecht a simen of a ben pekua, that's not called a shechita, right? You have an animal that's a ben pekua, which doesn't need shechita, and you mate it with a normal animal, and it gives birth to an offspring. They're both a cow and a bull, they give birth to a calf, all the same family. So, that baby, the animal, ain't a takana, because without shechita it's also because of the tzad, normal animal shabai. The tzad, the ben pekua shabai, shechita doesn't help. Shechita doesn't work. It's not a shechita. It is not a shechita. It doesn't help. The Gemara had the case where the ben pekua stuck its hand out. And afterwards, when you shut the ben pekua, the hand is trapped. It doesn't help. Shechita, the simon of a ben pekua, they don't have a din for lunch. Most of it doesn't help.
It's not a
Ben Pekua, it helps. If it's a Ben Pekua, it doesn't help. But the baby now, beside its father, which was a normal animal, needs shechita. Beside its mother, which was a Ben Pekua, doesn't need shechita. So it comes out that you can't do shechita. You have to do shechita, and you can't do shechita. Simanim are partially simanim of a Ben Pekua. A Ben Pekua is also saying a shechita. So you can't do a shechita on this animal. It's like an animal that has no neck. So who shechita? You can't do shechita. What? I think you shechita the Ben Pekua, it's not a thin shechita. Shechita is cutting through the body. You're killing the animal. But that's not
called.
So let me tell you another Gemara that'll prove. If you have a Ben Pekua, that when it's born, it stuck its foot out of the mother's womb. Okay? It stuck its foot out of the mother's womb, and then you shechted the mother. So that Ben Pekua, its leg will never be mutter. Because the leg needs shechita, but the neck doesn't need shechita. So the Gemara says, that leg will be after forever. You shechted the mother, and the leg will be
trained.
If you shechted the Ben Pekua, it's not a shechita. Doesn't need shechita. So it's not good for the bay kill. But now, if you want it to count as a shechita, it can't count as a shechita. Because if it doesn't have a din shechita, it's not going to have a shechita
before. You see a shechita on the guy.
On the baby.
On that part, that's a
And yet, if the simanim of the ben pakua, simanim in the neck, if the neck is the neck of a ben pakua, it doesn't work. So you eat the part of the Ugon part of the animal that needs shkita, and the other part, the other part, you'll just eat, you know, without the shkita. And yet, we say you can do it. The Ra'an, that we should say that is a guy with water. It's half ben pakua, half an animal that needs shkita. So the guy was a ben pakua and a regular animal.
Let's say that is a guy with water. Let this animal not need shechita, because the father, whichever one it was a normal animal. It's only that is a guy. The Ran actually asked this kasha, which is a similar kasha to the sus and the chamar, that every time a child is born from two animals, it's that is a guy. So each one, no one animal should be able to give any dinim to the child. So it's the sus and the chamar giving birth to a freida. Sent to Ben Pekuan, a normal animal giving birth to a calf. No, none of the two parents should be able to give a din to the child. You see how bad that is they're going to go. So they ask this kasha, and they answer that you only say bittul, that is a garden, when one is Isser and one is Heter. When each one is Heter, just a different dinim, that's not bittul. There's no kasha of bittul and Heter the Heter. Bittul is only when you have one thing which is this and one thing which is heter. The concept of bittul, true or holy. But when you have heter and heter, one's a sus and one's a chamar, heter and heter, you don't say bittul. Because in order to answer the Gemara, why does the Gemara say that a ben pakua and a regular animal, the blood is anyone takan?
Why should we even talk about it?
To explain the Gemara. In order to explain this Gemara, we have to say the Hetan Hetan is not the Zeb Zegaribot. The Hetan comes from the Gemara. I don't think the Hetan comes from Sfar. But they said, what? This is the right clear. We should probably have the Taisa's needs as well. But that Nun Chet, I think, is a Chosh. So what's the Sfar? What's the Sfar that they Hetan and Hetan? We're getting deeper and deeper into this. Complicated, right? You had a rule, don't try to figure out the svara. But you had a rule, the rule that they say is all people could do is be mabatul and iser. But when it's heter and heter, you don't say sevzegar. What's the logic to it? Is anything in Yerodea that was similar? The one thing in Yerodea where I think is similar. We have what we call in Yerodea the Yisrael of the Einig Yamtiv. Yannick Yantip said, if you have tzitzis that were spun lishma, let's say you have 100 tzitzis, strings of tzitzis that were lishma, and you have one string that was shalai lishma. And the shalai lishma becomes mixed in a taruvis with the lishma. So the chayah, we should say, that bakul b'meya. And all the tzitzis should be kashya. So the Einig Yantif's rule was, no. The rule of Bittul, all Bittul does is it makes an Issa disappear. That's all Bittul could do. All Bittul could do is make an Issa disappear. Bittul cannot give a din l'shma to something that doesn't have a din l'shma. Bittul can't give dinim to something. The rule of Bittul is only that Issa is bubble and heter. But there's no din of Bittul to give it a din. It's in the gap, let's say you have a matzah bakery. Matzah still has to be l'shma. The matzah still is saving. Let's say you go to a matzah bakery, there's a big tumult, all the workers are yid. Only a yid could do it l'shma. So what happens if there's, you know, 30 workers are just yid, and you have two or three that then are sufik. They say yid on that. Well, chayr of those matzahs are bottle in the other matzahs that are l'shma. And all the matzahs are mutter. Then the yantar says no. No, you can't do that. You can't use Bittul to give something a din that it didn't have before. If something doesn't have a din of Lishma, whether it's Matzis or a Tzitzis, you can't give it a din Lishma with a Bittul. Why? Because Bittul is a Chiddush HaTaira, which applies only in one case, to be Mabakal Isser. Period. Bittul Isser. Otherwise, there's no concept of of Bittel. Sounds like this Tosis and Ran are saying a similar thing. They're saying that Bittel, as that is Agayim, which is a type of Bittel, only works when you have Isser and Heter. And you want to take off a Din Isser. When you have Heter and Heter, a Sus and a Chamar, there's no Din Bittel on that. There's no Din Bittel on Isser, on Heter to Heter. Bittel is only, if you have an Isser, you want to get rid of the Isser. But here, you have a Sus and a Chamar, you have a baby. Question is this baby a Sus? Is this baby a Chamar? You can't answer that question using the concept of Bittel. Question number two is it a Sus? Is it a Chamar? Well, you can't, it doesn't work with Taras Bittel. Follow what I'm saying? The Bittel was ever the guy Mutter only works to take off the Nisra. What? You can't take off. So you can't create or take off Matthias, right? Matthias, you can't.
Yeah.
Because the Lamaisa needs Shita, so it's Nigram by regular
Bechel.
No, once you've built it, it's both. It has a tzad just like a Chati, and a Chati Mechayin has two tzadim in it. The same was two tzadim. It has a tzad. You can't shut someone in that are partially ben pekula to be makir an animal which is partially a tarn shchita. So it remains a half biblical and a half
that's
the problem. Well, that's in effect what was said. That's what we're saying. That otherwise, it would be a din bittel. It should not have a din biblical, or it should not have a din tarn shchita. I'm not sure which way you would choose to look at it, but either way, it was something with whatever tzadista should buy should be bought. I should say tzadista, it's not tarn shchita. Which case? Which case? Sorry? Social Truman. So Truman is this. For Yisrael, Truman is this. For Kohen, it's not a problem. For Yisrael, Truman is this. But once it's a Din Isser, it's an apostle of the Din Isser. And you're going to be surprised, I think. But there's actually a claim to talk about. A claim to talk about if you have an Esrog tree. And it's murkiv with a lemon tree, why isn't the Esrog kosher? Because that is a Agayim Mutter. Yeah? It's, I mean, the Lamaisa, the Abin Ezra has a tshuva on the Malkiv Esrogim. If you want to look it up, it's in Aruch Chaim Tov Pei Hei. There's a long quote on murkiv, but if you look at Islamic Vav, specifically, he talks about this idea that an Esrog HaMorkiv should be Mutter, because Zev HaZegarim is Mutter. Just like we don't, yes, maybe take an olive tree, you mark it onto a zakena, that the fruit which is born is considered kosher.
It's not hidden.
So if I have an Esrog tree, and I mark it a lemon onto it, it should be Mutter. Maybe it is Mutter. It's not Mutter, and it's a Lomdash Esrog. It's a, looks like a lemon, partially, but it's Zev HaZegarim. Zev HaZegarim is Mutter. So the same thing, if it's not a din isser, to give it a din esrig, that's what we're saying, you want to give it a din esrig, you can't give it a din esrig if it's partially lemon. Bittel could work if you have a din isser shabbai. But the reason you can't use a lemon for an esrig is not because there's an isser to use a lemon for an esrig. It's just not an esrig. No. Just like a chamar is not a sauce, and a sauce is not a chamar, a lemon is not an esrig. You can't make the lemon into an esrig. It's the case. It's best growing from both. But partially it's growing from a lemon tree. What goes from the part that's a lemon tree is a lemon. What goes from an acid tree is an acid.
But it's not the same case. It's not the same as well.
It's not. You're right. It's not identical, but it's far as the same. So as far as any Yeltsin is, that big, all Bittul can do is take off this.
Right. So
can't
make a mistake. You make a work on this acid, but you make a work on the acid, that's an acid. It's not that it's an acid, but it has that one.
You accept that a half esrog is not a kosher esrog. What? Maybe half esrog is kosher as long as it's not kosher. As long as it's not kosher. Interesting shot.
The assumption is that half esrei is not kosher. Yes, it is kosher. We assume that having half esrei, which is not kosher, does not have a nekah, it's not fashionable. But Achoparim, the Glockite, it's understood that it's not like it's not an esrei. It's a zavis and garment.
According to the other idea of having a case of bittul, whenever you buy a lot of lips, you're always making it winter, you're always making it something. You're changing the order of the status of the bittul.
It's not my set, it's not an esrei.
So
see,
it's a bittul. If a bottle of esrei, you're making it something else.
Because the bittul is, it doesn't depend on what you can see. It's a dough, it's a bread, it's a cake. It came from social trauma, but it didn't show me a problem. It's not a question if it's a cake or not, it's a cake. The question is, did it come from trauma? So there I say this. Or if I bake a bread with wood, it's a bread. The question is, where did it come from? But here, the question is it an esrei? I didn't change it. I baked with it. I baked with it. I baked the bread. It's the chet Hashem bread. The question is, it doesn't matter which wood it is to decide if it's a bread or not. It's a bread. The question is, where did it come from? He said totally different words, but I think he's saying the same. I think if you read it well, you'll see. The words he says is that there's no din that an esrei has to come from an esrei tree. No such thing. It just has to be an esrei. As long as it is an esrei, it doesn't matter where it came from. And if it's not an esrei, it also doesn't matter where it came from. It has to be an esrei. Now, if you read those words, why is it, what makes it into an esrei? Yeah, it's the same idea. I think the idea is the same. Maybe it's not. Let's look at the word. It's very interesting. The way he phrases it is very interesting. Anyway, what I'm trying to do with all this is to show you how bright the sugya of Zevah Zegar goes. It's obviously becoming a very bright sugya. Suddenly it has shaykhus to cases which we would think it doesn't have a shaykhus to. And we've only begun to scratch the surface. We'll get into it a little more. Let's just learn the next case, and hopefully from there we'll get into it more. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. What's the next one? Elam Rebbe Eliezer Dati Hashero? It's not. Nachal Eidenu Eitzim. You took Eitzim from what? From an Hashero tree. Asur Lano. That we all know. Hisik Ben Etzatana. If you use Hashero word to heat up in oven, Chadash Yutan. Yashan Yutan. That we also understand. Offer by a Tapas Asur Lano. That we also understand. And even if it gets mixed with others, and others with others, no matter how many times, what's Rabbi Eliezer going on? Which case? The bread got mixed out, it got mixed with others, or even when you have that one bread itself? How do you answer a push-up shaft? No complicated lumber. Yerachanor, what does it help to throw down onto the Yam HaMelech? Because now you're having enough in the wood. You're throwing the value of the wood into the Yam HaMelech. So it comes out, you didn't have enough of what I deserve. As long as you have enough in the wood, you save $5, you don't have to buy other wood. So Yerachanor, Yam HaMelech. Rashi says, the May 18th. Everyone following? Okay, I talk, I'm in the baking business. I'm going to bake matzahs in the afternoon. So they have their piece of wood from an Asherah tree, I don't know where they got it, and they bake matzahs, and they bake one ton of wood without the Asherah. At the end of the day, they have 500 pounds of matzahs, and 50 pounds were baked without the Asherah. So Dr. Eliezer, Yerachanor Yamanah, how much was the wood worth? $5. Take $5, throw it to the Yamanah, and you could have all 500 pounds of matzah. Why? Because what's the issue in the matzah? The etzem, the matzah, the etzem. Just that if I eat the matzah, it comes out, I'm having enough in the wood. That's the way Eliezer is going. So if I throw away the $5, if I tell you you can only eat the wood if you throw out $5, comes out, I have no benefit from using this wood. You want to follow me? Just let me tell you, Pshat Megumar. Correct? Is Pshat Megumar?
masculine or not, I'll tell you again.
Should we
estimate
the
May 8th, Tamar, she says. The value of the wood.
You mean
if I use $5 worth of wood, but my hanra was... You see, if there's no wood shortage, I really just had a hanra of $5 worth of wood, because otherwise I would use the other wood. Assuming other wood is available. So really, you can't put a price... Obviously, if I burnt $5, nobody burns $5 unless they have more than $5 worth of benefit. Right? So you burn the wood and you get more benefit. But Mamaisa, the hanra was the $5 that you say. Isn't that what the Gemara is saying? Is that the Gemara? You throw away the value of the $5 worth of wood and then it's okay. So we'll talk about it tomorrow. The Rashi says the Me'eitzim, and I can understand it very well. The Me'eitzim means the value of the wood. That's my benefit that I have. So now, if it wasn't the Sarva Bacheris, 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 why don't I do the same thing? Changing your mind. Again, he's going to the case where it's mixed or it's not mixed. Let's say it wasn't the Sarva. All I did is take one matzah, one oven full of matzah, the $5 worth of Asherah wood. Now all my matzah is from this. Can I just throw away the $5 you have enough or not? Now you understand that piece of fire? What's to be mutter?
Because you gave
it in that mutter.
It
should be mutter. So that's the way you don't think about it before.
Does that mean that if I have two choices,
right
in front of me, I have two
pounds,
six, one of them,
I'm
allowed to put the
Asherah? No, absolutely not allowed to. I have to use Asherah. You're having benefit from Asherah. But as far as the bread is concerned...
Okay, you're answering my question with a totally different question.
And the question I asked is the Machlokes the Baal Amor and the Ramban. The Baal Amor says that this is shayach even by one bread itself, and the Ramban says only by talmudus. This heter of Yerach Anoli Amonelach, the Baal Amor says is shayach even by the one word, even by the bread itself that was definitely baked on their shayach. And the Rabban says, only the Tarubis. We'll have to, Mr. Shem, try to understand this far if we have a chance. But the Machlok is how to touch the words of the Gemara. Yerach Adol Yadadach. Let's finish the Gemara now. We'll put that Machlok aside. Hopefully we'll get back to it maybe tomorrow. Amalai, Ein Pidyum Avay Dezara. Ein Mishamet Lai Lai Bali Yadav Avay Dezara Dechamu Yisura. Mishay Yisura Shabbatayim Mishamet Lai. The Gemara says no. Maybe Avay Dezara is more chamer. Why is Avay Dezara more chamer? Anybody know? Maybe it's only Avay Dezara, because Avay Dezara is more chamer. But by everything else, we shamet play. So we don't know if he holds that as Avay Masar or not. So the Gemara doesn't have any answer. It just says, Elon Kenem Antanayu. By the time you've had, you have Avay Dezara, Bechai Sosha B'tayim. But the Gemara has a svara that Avay Dezara is more chamer. Why is Avay Dezara more chamer? Yehar Vayava maybe. Yehar Vayava. He's using the word of Asi Asher Yehar Vayava. So we had a machlek, it's Bev Israel, but Israel is Yehar Vayava. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridaeus and the Kufnan Beis, the Shita of the Torah, the Shem Derama, is that even though we normally paskin Zevet Zagayim is mutter, if you bake bread with Atzei Isser in a Tanner Yashon, even though we will normally hold Zevet Zagayim as mutter, but Abay Gezal is Hamer Yisrael, and it's awesome. At least in that case. So Abay Gezal is Hamer, and it's awesome. So what does it mean Abay Gezal is Hamer? So there, the Taz and Shach have a machlokes. The Taz says, that Avay Gezara is more chamer because it says in the Torah Vayavaydezara, vayidbak v'yotcham ve'uma min acherem. Vayidbak v'yotcham ve'uma. You're not allowed to be left with anything. So vayidezara is more chamor. If you can't have any hana, period. Even a hana, which is a zevah jagarim, get a hana. It's also us. The Shach learns that when it says Avaydezara is more chamor, it means that Avaydezara is more chamor because the Hakar HaNikvarim Afran Arthur. Because Avaydezara, it doesn't mean only Avaydezara. It means any Nikvarim, anything which even after it turns to ashes remains Arthur. Kar Nikvarim Afran Arthur. So the Shach learns that that's the Chumra of Avaydezara, that the ashes of Avaydezara are awesome. The Nafgamina between the Taz and the Shach is all other Nikvarim. According to the Taz, it's a Chumra only by Avaydezara itself and nothing else. According to the Shach, it would be true of any Isser, let's say Basa B'chala, the same thing. Basa B'chala that you burn, the offer is awesome. The Eifer is awesome. So Kol HaNikvarim will have a Chumra that is Nazarim. Okay, this is the Malaikis, which so far doesn't seem to be very negiah to us, because it doesn't seem to come up very much by us. Here's where things get confusing. If you're already confused, I apologize. But you must know, again, what I'm trying to do today is to show you cases of Zevah Zagar. Zevah Zagar is very negiah l'maaseh. The Ramah in Siman Samach, Sif Aleph, says that if you have an animal, a cow or a sheep, which was fed a diet of pure trefus, fed trefus food to the animal all the time, everything was fed to it was trefus, no kashrus, the meat of that animal is trefus. The meat of that animal is trefus. If it was fed kashrus and trefus together, then it's zevah zegayrim. And we pass in zevah zegayrim is mutter. However, the Shach says the kavanas haramah, that even according to the Ramah, it would be also a chatchila. Because zevah zegayrim is also a chatchila. So if you have an animal, you hear this? According to Ramah, you have to feed your animal a kosher diet. Now, if it's a dog or a cat that you don't plan to shech and eat, so you could feed a trade, no shech. But if it's a cow or a sheep or a goat, or something you plan to shech and eat, it has to be fed a kosher diet with hatchila, because that is their goyim, so it's awesome. You have to feed a kosher. If it was fed a totally trade for diet, so the Shita of the Ramah is that the animal becomes aser. The meat of the animal becomes aser.
Isn't the Ramah more of a sabra? Because unless he has tosh inside it, but still you can't go and eat a mixture. You can't make a mixture of doing like the bus of color and you don't want to eat it.
Is the Ramah more of a sabra? Is the Ramah more of a sabra? Huh?
No, I think it's just fine.
What?
I think it's just fine.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something wrong with it. The Shach argues with Rama. The Shach says, what's the makom in this Rama? It's the Gemara now by Dezara that talks about an animal that was fed Kashina Rabbi Dezara, was fed traits of Rabbi Dezara. So the Shach says, yeah, if you feed it, Yisurei Hano. If you feed it, Yisurei Hanor, like Avaydezara, I'm waiting for the Ramah, that the animal becomes awesome. But if you feed it, Yisurei Achila, you feed the animal things that are also by Achila, then I disagree, Dr. Shach, then it should be mutter. So the Shach is mechalot in Yisurei Achila and Yisurei Hanor. And the Rambam says that what he means when he says Yisurei Hanor, he means Yisurei Hanor Kol HaNikvarim after Allah. He doesn't mean if you feed it something that's a mitzvah of Allah. but then it becomes destroyed in the animal's stomach. You need to feed it, let's say, basar b'chol, something which is kohen mikvarim, like avodah zara, which was the shach in Kuflan Bay, where he said that we don't say, we're not near on zeh zegarim, by isuri ano, which is isuri ano, hanikvarim, but these things become usur in the, these things, if you turn them into meat of an animal, the meat of the animal is trash. So then once the animal eats it, it's destroyed. Then it becomes healthy because it changed in the animal. It becomes changed into meat. It's a new thing once it gets changed. What? You know, the chest they trace all its life. They trace a nevela, trace a nevela, a famous nevela. There ain't anything that would be more to accept the basar b'chol. It's got a lot of animal food, all food is basar b'chol, which would be a problem. But outside of that, basar b'chol is Yisrael no. But everything else, that's not Yisrael no, but the shaft is no problem.
He's
saying it's a kind of Ramah. He's saying, no, he's saying it's arguing with Ramah. He's saying Ramah, he said, I like Ramah to be a sort of killer. But Ramah itself holds the side by Yisrael, after you side by Yisrael no. The shaft holds, no, Yisrael Akhila is fine, Yisrael Hana is a problem. So even if Yisrael Hana comes out when you need to meet Yisrael Hana, it's a problem.
Do you know what you're saying?
Even though the shach holds that is, you need to call it the shach. Even if it gets changed, call it on the kvarim, even if it gets changed there, for sure. If it gets changed to meat, it also becomes that. Right. What? That's why the shach is, but that's why the shach is not, but then the amal is not good. You know, well, is this an important thing? Is this an important thing? Why does steak need a kosher paper? Why does steak have to be kosher paper? Isn't your steak kosher paper? How can you have steak that's not kosher paper? A fair enough, you know, steak is always kosher paper. But according to the Ramah, if the animal eats chametz, what? 4 minutes. First, according to the Ramah, if the animal ate chametz, only chametz, pure chametz diet, and then the steak would be not kosher. What about according to the shach? According to the shach, so if it ate it on Pesach, it would be the same thing. Because if you ate it, so you know. But if the animal ate it before Pesach, according to the shach, it should be mitzvah. Because it's like chafai kajim's man. But according to Ramah, it should be told it's not like a shach in Ramah. It's chametz for Pesach, it's meat for Pesach. Meat for Hashem. But according to Ramah, there's no hetzah of chametz that you destroy.
It's only a stream of hetzah, not a chametz.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. The pasta for the Ramah is that the meat is the...
Only if it's the way around. Chametz is not the way around. The Pesach will give it to you according to Ramah.
This is the way
around. I want to
know if it's the way around. Chametz the way around is a shame if you're a shame that. It's just that it's not the way around. You weren't sure about that. But, right? Okay. But one second. Everything is getting very confusing. I just want to point out to you, what are we doing? We're finding today that the din of Zeh Zegarim extends to many new cases. That's what we're basically doing today. We're going to a lot of cases where Zeh Zegarim applies. And most of the cases we dealt with till now were of minor practical importance compared to this one. This is very important. The question of whether animals that eat chametz, the meat of the animal becomes different. Svara, what would you say? I have a very optimistic one. I have a very hard time understanding the Ramah. I'll tell you the truth. The meat of the animal, what kind of chametz? What? Why? Chametz, right? Okay, now you should be afraid to the Ramah's office.
Well,
no, according to the Ramah's office. What? Why is the heck of that
alone?
So somebody should call to me. The milk of the animal, you're saying, the meat of the animal, if anything, the meat is probably yes. Because the meat, the meat is, so the meat is covered. Yeah. And the Chai Adam's heter from yesterday, that Dam Yekav and Asachalov is a heter for, that the milk, the special Jerusha custom, that is all the followers of us, all these children come off, that wouldn't apply to me. That they have only for milk, not for meat. What? According to Ramah, according to Shach will be worth it. According to Ramah. According to Shach is worth it anyway. So what do we do with this Ramah? What do we do with this Ramah? We buy cars for Pesach, yes. What? How to make 50 the animal, other things. It says in the Pesach Shuva, I think that for 3 days you should feed it other things. That's something else. You need to make it. The Shach said that made rice is enough. I think it's been done when you have the cash in it, right?
That's fine.
Now, but the bottom line is, to feed a pure chametz is awesome. To feed a mixed diet, if you have it with milk, I'll then go very much. And Chachira, it would still be awesome to feed it a diet of mixed chametz and other things. It's a chametz. But if we say, like the Mogen Abraham, the chametz of Pesach, we don't say that the guy is more than, so then the meat should be us even if it had a mixed diet.
It's possible,
right? You may have a mixed diet, it's still be better than
that.
Right? Except that if you put it before Pesach, it's possible. Okay, now we left. From me, you're saying. You said that if it comes to the offer, that's only our Pesach, before Pesach comes to the bottom. Right? It's different on Chametz, right? It's only on
Chametz.
So the animal has to be separate, or it could be, you can shut it on Pesach, but on Pesach you feed it other things. You don't feed it any Chametz on Pesach. That's what comes out. So this is a Ramah and a Shach, and do with it what you want. I can't, I'll tell you what the Chayyavim says about this Ramah. But again, it's not going to help if he's on with Ramah. He's the kind of under Ramah. I have to listen carefully and tell me if the Chai Adam is right. Listen carefully. Think carefully. The words are very easy. Svara gives you a headache. Listen carefully. The Nishmas Adam, the Chai Adam, kindness. The Ramah says that if you feed an animal just chametz, it's not Zevi Zeh Gairim, because it had a straight trait of diet, so only the Issa was Gairim. Kindness, Chayyadim, it's a mistake. What makes an animal get fatter? It's a combination of what it eats and the guf ha-behema. Just like by milk. He said milk comes from what it eats and from the guf ha-behema combined. You can't just take chametz and turn it into milk. You need the guf ha-behema to do something to it. So it's the same thing. The animal getting fatter is a combination of what it eats plus the guf ha-behema. So it's always that is their guidance. It's always the animal is born. I don't know how the animal is born. It's so given the bone structure. Right? It all comes, from its mother. It's not a kind. If it is mother, it's not a kind. If somebody is down the road, you can't put it there because... So he kind is that the guf ha-behema, together with the chametz, made it get fatter. And the name, it's always that is their guidance. Bye-bye. Yeah, he's saying that he's saying that it's always Zevi Zeh Gairim. Because
It's the kufa behema plus what it eats, which makes it go bad.
So not the food,
no. This is everywhere. He's saying, no, Sadra Kabinasapa. He says, Sadra says, before he even mentions that part, he says that what makes an animal get bad are a combination of what it eats and what it cooks. And being that it's a combination of what it eats and what it cooks, so therefore it's okay. It's easy to
eat. Without the food, there's no good.
I agree with you. I can defend your Ramah. You're comparing it to Tana Chodesh. I was going to compare it to, let's say you have a dish, and you put in salt, trace of salt. How do you get trace of salt? Say, I've got trace of salt. So from the early data, right? You trace the salt, you put it into a pot, and you can taste the salt. Is that right? Yeah. Isn't it a bubble decision? But if you can taste the salt, it's trace. If the salt is half kosher salt, you trace the salt. He says that is that guy, then it's mutter. If it's all trace the salt, it's us. Why don't we say if it's all trace the salt, it's salt. The taste comes from the chalim plus the salt. You don't say that. Because we're not judging the chalim. We're judging just the kayak of the salt, the salty taste. When we're judging the salty taste, we don't look at the chalim, we look at the salty taste. But a tana, you have a tana of chadash, and you use only isra'asim. Do you look at the rocks of the tana? Say, 1 minute, the rocks of the tana were gayur? No, we're not judging that. We're talking now about whatever the heat was gayur. In the kayak of the heat did, it was all trade. The same thing when an animal gets fatter, we're judging the food that made it get fatter. It's true that the animal, we needed an animal. You can't just make an animal fast to have food. You need the stomach of the animal. But the nidain is the food that made it get fatter. And that would seem to our minds, right, it's just with the food. We're going to be good by animal plus the food. Okay, it's already a deep analysis. But what do we do? What do we do today? We really learned that Zebizer Gayim applies in cases we never dreamt. Certainly, a root of Esther Hamorki, if nobody ever dreamt, I wouldn't say somebody, I wouldn't have the guts to say on my own that a root of Esther Hamorki should be Zebizer Gayim. Although, I told you yesterday, one of the commodity cases of Zebizer Gayim is a seed that you put into the ground. But the ground has a seed, or a yichur, all along to where the kingdom. It does seem to make sense. But we have all these cases of Zebizer Gayim, and like I said, it's a little confusing, but bottom line is the Machlokes, the Shach, and the Ramah. And the Shaila is whether we should spend more time tomorrow on Zebizer Gayim. We should try to finish the sugya. Not sure how far everyone's getting lost in this. But we're not trying to come out with a maskana over today. We're just trying to get clear that there are many cases of Zebizer Gayim. Tomorrow, we'll finish at least till 2 dots tomorrow. So please be prepared.